Why did Jesus fast? Jesus' own words reveal that the purpose of his fasting was to draw near to God for help. The Gospels record Jesus fasting for 40 days before undergoing an intense confrontation with Satan. Matthew 4, 1-11. Luke 4, 1-13. Jesus' own words reveal that the purpose of his fasting was to draw near to God for help. When Satan tempted him with the idea of turning stones into bread, he quoted Deuteronomy 8:3, which says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." By fasting, giving up physical food and water, Jesus demonstrated his faith in the fact that true nourishment comes from God. In doing so, he acknowledged God as the sole source of his strength rather than relying on himself. And this set an example for his followers throughout the ages, including us today. Acts 27:9 indicates that the disciples continued to recognize and observe the Day of Atonement, the annual holy day, which was a fast day. Leviticus 23:27. We in the United Church of God continue the biblical practice of fasting on the Day of Atonement each year according to God's command. Read our free resource, God's Holy Day Plan, for more information. On one occasion, Jesus was questioned about why his disciples did not regularly fast, since the Pharisees, the disciples of John, and other devout religious people of that day commonly fasted. Jesus confirmed that his disciples were not fasting while he was with them, but he also said that they would fast after his death. Luke 5:33-35. This firmly establishes that fasting should be an ongoing practice for followers of Jesus Christ today. Given the understanding that fasting draws a person closer to God for help, and considering the substantial physical stresses that Jesus faced on a daily basis, it would not be surprising if Jesus fasted regularly, even though it is not recorded. As disciples of Jesus Christ, fasting is a spiritual tool that we can and should use to strengthen our relationship with God. Just as Jesus fasted to prepare for and ultimately win his spiritual battle with Satan, we can also draw near to God. Acknowledge that victory comes by his power rather than our own, and learn to better overcome sin in our lives. For a more in-depth understanding, please read the article, Fasting, a Spiritual Power Tool. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.